Good afternoon, fellow quarantine students. As I begin this podcast, I felt vulnerable sharing a close-knit story that affected my life for the better. It all started by a little bug in the woods. Let's get started. A competitive race in the deep wooded forest would drastically change my life. The small tick that infected me for almost 3.5 years, with symptoms that I closely did not pay attention to, affecting me for the worst. I ran cross-country for varsity strongsoil. Most of the runs took place in a woodland area with ticks. Lyme disease is a tick-borne illness caused by the bacterium that causes Lyme disease. I was a survivor. This is my story. So before I start, I want to share some background knowledge about Lyme disease and the prognosis, the disease, and who started it as well. So let's get started. Borrelia burgdorferi is a species of gram-negative bacteria of this class. They are predominant in North America, but also exist in Europe. A tick is a vector, which is a transmitter of the disease. Ticks are bloodsuckers. It was first identified in the U.S. in 1975 by Dr. Alan Stier, who discovered Lyme disease. There are short-term and long-term effects that I will previously state later down in this story. But when Lyme disease was first identified in the rural Connecticut in 1975, the cause of the arthritis-like symptoms was unknown. Physicians suspected a virus behind the outbreak, but without knowing the true agent, attempts to further understand this and the treatment was unsuccessful, unfortunately. But later down, advancements happened. In 1981, William Burgdorfer, as stated about, he discovered a type of slim spiral bacteria in the midguts of deer ticks prevalent in the forest near where the infections were occurring. With further laboratory testing, he and his colleagues at National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease, NIAID, found that the bacteria caused to humans through the tick bites were causing the mysterious Lyme disease, which is now recognized as the most common tick-borne illness in both the United States and Eastern Europe Union. The spirochet that caused the Lyme disease was named after Dr. Burgdorfer, and since this, he has done more than 6,000 studies on the clinical and bacterial aspects of this disease and has published it. And since he has done this, it's came out that with antibiotics, you can actually have full recovery, which is amazing and awesome. So before you get started, I'm going to share, as I stated, the background about mine. I actually, when I first got diagnosed, I went through a whole bunch of doctors and all my results came back as negative. And I was like, what's going on? Because I know there's something wrong with me. I don't feel myself. What's going on? And this was when Lyme disease wasn't as known as today, because I know Justin Bieber just got diagnosed with it and has been talking about it. And it wasn't as known as 3.5 years ago, when it was common, but not as common and talked about as it is today. So for my diagnosis, I went to a whole bunch of doctors. And finally, one of the physicians said, I'm going to send your lab work to California, and it came back positive, and they said, you have Lyme disease. And after that, it started rolling, and I was like, thank God, but I found something. I can have a cure. I'll be okay. Like, it's okay, Julie. You're going to get through this. But then they found out it caused arthritis, fibromyalgia, another autoimmune disease. They said, I'm going to have to be on medicine my whole life because I waited so long for the treatment. So for me, that was very unfortunate, but it made me a stronger person that I am today, and I'm thankful that God only gives you things that you can handle. And for me, this is something that turned me into a better person because of what I've been going through. And people that are around me understand the person. I love running and I still do it. And because of the woods, now I'm a lot more careful when I run. I always have stuff on. I try to wear longer pants now because I do get bit easily, and I have a weak immune system now. So I'm more careful than I was prior. So before I begin, the diagnosis process includes a physical examination to detect any rashes or symptoms, a series of questions asked to determine if the individual was bitten by a tick, lab tests, which are most reliable for a few weeks after infection, and these lab tests include the enzyme-linked assay test, which tests for antibodies to Borrelia burgdorferi. The test can give false positive results, but the Western blot test is used to confirm the results. And the Western blot test identifies several proteins that are related to the Borrelia burgdorferi. So for this is all the diagnosis that you'll go through if you do think you have this. So if you do, just go to your lab work and say, I think I have Lyme disease. I was out in the woods. That's the most common area for it. I got bit by a tick. If you do have a rash on your leg or on your body, your joints are hurting and you think it is, then go get this tested out. It won't take too long. It's a lab test. You know, it comes back in a few weeks and it'll confirm that. And if you do have it, you'll be put on antibiotics and hopefully you'll get it out of your system and you'll be okay. And if not, then you just keep taking the antibiotics and keep taking and staying healthy to get better. So as I said, they are predominant in North America, but they exist in Europe. A tick is a vector and it's a transmitter of the disease, and they are blood suckers. It was first identified in 1975 by Dr. Alan Steer. And the effects of Lyme disease can be short and long term. Some of the short term ones are brief arthritic pain and swelling in larger joints such as the knee. That for me became long term because I got diagnosed really late after the fact, and so I have arthritis now because of it. And arthritis, it stinks, but I do get massages a lot. I take a lot of medicine, so it's not as bad as it can be. But when people are older and they're saying, oh, I have arthritis, and you're like, oh, what's arthritis? You'll notice you have it. It kind of stinks, but it could be worse. There's nervous system effects such as the numbness, pain, partial paralysis, facial muscles, and meningitis. You can have irregular heart rhythm, which I actually have. I had the regular heart rhythm, which kind of, I have to go to a heart specialist about that. A red rash that resembles a bullseye. That is the most common side effect. So that's what I had on my leg, but mine was really small and I didn't pay attention to it because I was young and stupid. But that's the most common effect of it. The treatment and cure for Lyme disease is treatable with antibiotics, and prevention is brush leaves away from your home, keep your lawn well maintained, and stay away from heavily wooded areas and high grass areas. And if you're in the woods, just keep a lookout. Stay on the path. Don't go off the beaten path, because that's when you get yourself into trouble. And you know that there's ticks out there. There's in nature, in a wood, you're not in your own habitat. You're in someone else's. So you just have to be careful with what you do. And if you do get something, take care of it. Handle it in the right situation. And when outdoors, avoid areas that are heavily wooded or areas with long grass. And if you find yourself in these type of areas, wear light clothing. Make sure clothing covers all areas of the body. For me, I was a cross-country runner, and I wore a sports bra and spandex, which I ran all over. I was varsity. I was going to go to college for it, and I just was not paying attention. I was just, you know, always trying to get first place and not care about anything, and that was my mistake because I should have been more careful. Don't assume immunity. An individual can be affected with Lyme disease more than once. So a lot of people don't realize that you can be affected more than once. So if you have it and you take antibiotics and it goes away, you can get it again. And through inspections of all household members, including pets, inspect repellent is really good. So these are just some of the ways that you can prevent Lyme disease. And if you do have it, just make sure you take care of yourself and everything. So I'm going to get in with the statistics and demographics. So the tick-dense northeast is where Lyme disease is most common. The black-legged tick is found from Florida to Minnesota. 95% of confirmed cases come from just 14 states in the northeast and upper Midwest. I'm in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, so that's in the Midwest state of everything, and I am in the woods a lot. I run a lot. I still run a lot. I just take medicine for it. But shockingly, it affects around 300,000 Americans each year and more counting right now. And I said the history, it's based on age and gender as well in the regions in the United States. And there's cases from 1995 to currently to today. In the early 1900s, it was first reported in Europe associated with tick bites. And as I stated, I'm going to give you a quick summary of everything. So in 1975, there's an outbreak in Lyme, Connecticut, as I stated prior. And then 1982, the black-legged tick was named Borrelia burgdorferi after Dr. Willie burgdorferi, the doctor who found it. And 1984, Borrelia burgdorferi was isolated from the blood of patients, and today it's the most common tick-borne effect in the U.S., more than 16,000 infections each year. And here's just a fact that I thought was really interesting. Lyme disease is occurring ticks are now in half of all U.S. counties. So that just, like, states it's common, and it's really common. We have to make it more aware, and I'm happy that Justin Bieber announced that, and all these celebrities are saying, I have this, because it puts an awareness on a situation that should be handled. And as I said, the diagnosis, if it's treated in the early stages, you should recover fast and should recover completely. Individuals who suffer from chronic Lyme disease, which I have, can live with it, but suffer from poor quality of life, which I think my life isn't poor. I have to take my precautions just as anyone else should. I go to the doctor a lot, and I have a lot of other illnesses because of it, but I just take care of myself and I try to be healthy as much as I can. And prevention and seeking treatment immediately is the key to battling this disease. So that's one of the most important things I can stress, is if you find out you have it, go to the doctor right away and seek treatment immediately. And the symptoms are limited to, but this is the long-term effects I want to say, is multiple sclerosis, Bell's palsy, Parkinson's disease, stroke, and dementia. So the diagnosis can be very difficult, but this is something that can happen, and, you know, you just have to be aware of everything happening. And the diagnosis, as I said, the lab test, just go and get your lab work done because it'll come back. And the fever-like symptoms, headache, fatigue, skin rash, everything. And before I end this, I just want to give a little background on everything about what happened. Is I learned a lot through this disease, and I can't stress enough in coming and saying this podcast. It took me a while. It took me, I'd probably say, 15 drafts to write this, and it took me a while to, like, get up and talk about this, but now that I'm talking about it, it feels really good. I'm sitting in my room here during the coronavirus, and talking about a situation that needs to be handled is incredible, because I feel like I'm actually a Miss Teen Ohio, and I talk about all my diseases, and I have mental illnesses, and I have health-borne illnesses, and talking about it and realizing that you have something wrong and admitting to it and seeking help is the key to success. And I feel, as I talk to other people that have had it, and they're like, I'm not alone, and I feel you, and talking to someone that might have it and be able to motivate someone else to feel better about themselves is one of the most important things that has came out of this. I think that's why God has led me to have this, because I talk to people about it, and I just feel humble about this whole experience. And to stress the demographics and everything about geography, is it's found in woodland areas. So if you're going on a hike, if you love being outside just as I do, and you're in wooded area, grass area, high grass, just wear long clothes, be aware of your surroundings, and just take care of yourself, because this can happen. And I stated the background, some knowledge about it, some effects, consequences, the procedure, the antibiotics. So I'm gonna quiz you guys on this with some true or false with my friend. So she's gonna ask you some questions about it. Let's get started.
True or false, Lyme disease is not transmitted from an affected person to someone else.
This answer is false. Lyme disease is not contagious. As stated prior, Lyme disease is transmitted through a tick to a person.
True or false, you are most likely to contract Lyme disease through swimming.
False, you're more likely to get Lyme disease through a result of hiking. This is because ticks generally cling to plants near the ground in bushy, wooded, or grassy places. These edges of woodlands and leaf litter are high-risk areas. The ticks, which cannot jump or fly, climb onto animals and people who brush against plants.
True or false, there are different types of ticks.
True, there are deer ticks, which carry Lyme disease, western black leg ticks that carry Lyme, exotic angustus tick, the lone star tick, American dog tick, brown dog tick, and Rocky Mountain wood tick. So I hope you enjoyed our little true or false questionnaire, and I'm going to get wrapped up with our conclusion. In conclusion, Lyme disease is a common tick-borne illness preventable by antibiotics. Lyme disease travels from the tick through the skin and spreads through the bloodstream. CDC says that the Lyme is the fastest-growing vector-borne infection in the United States. On average, it takes 2 to 3 years for a Lyme patient to be diagnosed correctly. Lyme is more epidemic than West Nile, AIDS, and avian flu combined. Bacteria releases toxins which go into a person's white blood cell. So that was a little background knowledge of it, and I really hope that you enjoyed everything about Lyme disease, and I stated the facts, some preventable ways, and what to do if you do have it, and I really am a stronger person because of it, and I really am really glad that I got to speak about this. And in conclusion, it's found in the geographic location of wooded areas. So just if you're in those areas, stay clothed, my main theme is to stay, put a lot of clothes on, and be aware of your surroundings. Thanks so much for listening. Have a good day, guys. Happy quarantine.